Also, at the same time, from an MVP perspective, whether it was you're talking about that a year or two ago or this year, you're not going to, if you're waiting and waiting for him to get to the same numbers he had in 2018, where he had, what, 50 touchdowns and 5,000 yards, like, you're going to be disappointed if that's what people are expecting to see. Now, there's got to be a balance there. I think we would all agree, like, the numbers need to be better, and I think they will get better as the season continues. Earlier in the week, when you weren't filling in, Bink, we were discussing what we think the final stat line looks like for Patrick Mahomes this year. What do you think that is for you? Because I think he still ends up with anywhere 28 to 30 touchdowns, and he'll end up with about 16-ish interceptions.
Yeah, take the interceptions with a grain of salt. You look at the big picture. Did somebody fall down? Did the football bounce in and out of his hands? I can't count the Kadarius Toney ones the last couple of years. Even that Juju one was an interception, but that clearly wasn't Patrick Mahomes' fault. It was that you'll never see those numbers from Mahomes again. And you know what, Chiefs fans, that's a good thing. Because when he did put up those numbers, this defense was terrible.
He
was playing Texas Tech Pat, where he had to score every time on the field. He lost a game that year that he got his first MVP. He lost a game where he scored over 50, over 40, and over 30. He lost those games. You're not going to see that anymore. Like, he put up ungodly numbers because the defense was so bad. You want these numbers coming back because it means your defense is much better.
Yeah, that's part of the, you know, meshing of your team, offense, complementary football, that we hear over and over and over, and it's a real thing. And the way they are winning now, people will call it being too conservative or not being aggressive enough, but they know what they have in their defense and what style of play they have to get. Doesn't mean would the Chiefs, would Andy Reid love to put up 40 points on Monday night? Of course he would. But they also know time of possession, long drives with the defense that they have as well, and limiting possessions also for the opponent on the other end. Like, you trust the defense is going to get the stop. You don't have to put up 34 points, 38 points to win these games. I agree with you. I mean, there is a certain style of the play. It's why they've been running the ball more this year than they were willing to do last year.
47% clip, which is like
much higher than what Andy Reid does normally.
Typically, Andy Reid's been 23rd, 25th, 28th in the NFL.
There's a reason for that. One, yes, we can say the wide receiver room, but last year the wide receiver room stunk. They're running the ball more, and they have a guy they got off the street. And Kareem Hunt running the football.
They have more inside zone runs between the guards, the two guards in the center. They had 59 total last year inside zone runs. They've already eclipsed that this year. They're adapting. There's a big thing about adapting. And Andy Reid sitting there in the locker room saying, "How about those Chiefs?" that he does every time. He doesn't care. He didn't care if Mahomes throws for 5 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, wins or losses. That's the ultimate way to judge anything.
The way that I've always kind of thought of this too is, well, the way that they play is a little bit risky, because what happens when the one time the defense struggles and they don't make the stop? For the last year and a half, every single time it seems like the defense has been asked to make a play, to make a stop, going back to just last week with the goal line stand after the tip ball interception, I don't think they've one time had a play where they've lost the game. Like, the defense hasn't shown up when they've needed to. I mean, it's a crazy stretch where They make every single play that they have to, and you're almost getting to the point where you know that the defense is going to show up. There's not a single doubt in your mind that no matter how close the game is, the defense won't be able to get a stop when they need to.
And then when Mahomes needs, though, still to make on the offensive side, when he still needs to make that one winning play, we've seen two straight weeks he's done that with his legs in large part.
And his defense, like you said, making great. Bijan Robinson stopping him on fourth down the way it is. And it's not always been that way. You know, you look at the Chiefs and, you know, the Vermeil years and everything else. It was about going for two. Like, even with Mahomes, like, the Chiefs need to get down there and they need to go for two to win the game because the defense is going to give it up. But to be able to sit back there and rely on the defense making Chiefs offensive plays you've seen the last few years, incrementally different than how they're playing football.
Somebody brings up the point from the 913. I don't know. The defense is better rested. If they score 35 a game, the defense would be worse because they'd be worn out because there's more time, I guess, theoretically, that they spend on the field. I think there's, to a degree, there's a point there with how they play. They're trying to wear down the other defense while providing the ability to not get tired for the Chiefs defense.
Using their offense as defense. And the one thing about it is the Chiefs have such a rotation on defense they're really able to spare a lot of people a lot of rest because the way they enter in and out their edge rushers, the defensive backs, this team rotates more than anybody in the NFL.
I thought against the Raiders in particular that stood out. I don't have the splits in front of me, but I feel like in the Raiders game this past Sunday, that what you just said, that happened even more, both offensively and defensively. I mean, we saw because of DeAndre Hopkins' workload, even on offense, we saw wide receivers kind of in and out, or personnel in general, tight ends in and out. That has just been what they have done consistently. I did feel like on the defensive side of the ball, though, we saw more of that. Maybe that also goes back to the trade that we mentioned with Briscoe earlier this hour. You know, when you bring in another body that's going to be able to rotate in with Chanel, and eventually you get Mike Dana back and Charles Amenhue back, you're that rotation, it's not going to get thinner.
No.
You know, now they maybe you see a few snaps go up for some guys, but they're going to be deeper in the rotation. That's how they keep Chris Jones healthy and fresh. That's how they keep these guys ready to go. We know they're playing 17, 18, 19, 20 games a year when you're the Kansas City Chiefs. You're not playing just the 17 game schedule. You're going to play 19, 20 games every single year.
Well, everybody's in Cancun. They're playing playoff games. That's the biggest difference. And the way they're rotating guys, yeah, the one deficiency we talked about earlier against the tight end, they've started to change that up a little bit. Like, you're seeing more Jaden Hicks. And I always thought Jaden Hicks would be that terminator for other teams' tight ends. We've seen Shamari Connor in the slot on the tight end or blitzing or covering that. But you'll see Jaden Hicks start to get more and more of a role, like he did, and getting that interception for the Chiefs. I mean, it's about reinforcements for this team.